Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey, this is Kevin Kelly, and you are listening to the Stardom Cast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Marigold Standard. This is the podcast. We talk all things about the fantastic, brand new, red hot professional wrestling company that is Dream Star Fighting Marigold. I'm your host for this bonus episode, fun size episode. My name is Matt Turner. Folks, we will not be joined by Rob Goodwin today, as Rob is on vacation. And what we're going to do today is we're going to take a look back just on one show. The one show that we did not cover just yet. That show took place last week on the 7th of July. Folks, that's what we're going to cover today. Again, this is going to be a little bite-sized edition, a little fun-sized edition of the Marigold Standard. One thing you need to know about me, folks, if you haven't already, I am a completist. I like to cover each and everything. I have covered every single and podcasted every single Stardom show since I came on the podcast at the end of 2021. and I'm going to cover every single Marigold show and podcast for all you fantastic listeners of the Marigold Standard. So that's what I'm going to do today. You may be saying, wait a minute, Matt, didn't you and Rob just do a YouTube special for the Summer Destiny show just a couple days ago? Why, yes, we did. But we did not cover the show from last week on the 7th of July. So that's what I'm going to do, folks. I'm going to cover the show from the 7th of July. Like I said, folks, I'm a completist. I started watching The Walking... I'll give you an example. I started watching The Walking Dead, and I wanted to finish it. Even those last two or three seasons, boy howdy, were really, really tough. So I figured, if I'm going to start it, I may as well finish. But wasn't tough was this show to watch from the 7th, because as usual, our friends over at Marigold Wrestling, they put on one heck of a show. So just in case anybody's wondering what my review was or my star ratings were for the show on the 7th, that's what we're going to give for you today, folks. And again, this is going to be a bite-sized episode of the show. There's just a little bit of news we're going to run through. We're going to cover these five matches, and then you can go on with your day. But I hope everybody's having a great day today. I hope you're better today than you were yesterday. I hope you're better this week than you were last week. And I hope you're better this month than you were last month. Because that's what life is all about, my friends. It's all about self-improvement. So let's get into a little bit of news. Again, this is something that Rob and I did cover on our Summer Destiny review. And boy, howdy, what a show that was. Io and Utami, Miko Anno and Mirai, the Super Flyweight Championship. Of course, Julia versus Sari, one of the best wrestling shows all year that I have seen. And folks, I watch a lot of wrestling, WWE, New Japan, AEW, Stardom, and obviously Marigold. And that was definitely a top three or four show that I have seen. Just a great way for this company that's only been running about 3 months to hit an absolute home run. And Ryugoku Kakakiken, as Mayu would say, inside Sumo Hall, over 3,000 people. So if you have not yet listened to that review, it is on our YouTube channel, and probably by the time this episode drops, it should be on your podcast feed as well. So you can listen to this one and then go right into your Summer Destiny review. Or if you already listened to it, go listen to it again, because Rob and I had a great time. We love doing these live reviews for a lot of different reasons. One, the show is fresh in our head. So we're super excited about it, more than we usually are, for this fantastic Joshi Pro Wrestling that we get to cover on a weekly basis. Plus, it gives us a chance to interact with all of you, the friends and family of the Stardom Cast/Marigold Standard. So again, let's get into a little bit of news. Folks, pro wrestling is rocking and rolling a few days after Christmas. It really, really is. We made mention on the Stardom Cast and the Marigold Standard a few weeks ago of all this great wrestling that's going to be emanating around the Tokyo area that's leading us to the Tokyo Dome show January 4th. Wrestle Kingdom Marigold decided to throw their hat in the ring, which the more great wrestling, the better. So just to give you an idea with this, what this pro wrestling lineup in Japan looks like. And we know we do have some of our listeners that are contemplating going to these shows, or somebody even sent me a message saying that they are going to these shows. If you're going to these shows, let us know. Drop us a line. You know how to get a hold of us. I'll plug my social medias at the end. And if you would like to give us like a full review or a review of some of these shows or some of these matches, that'd be great. It's always nice to have a man and a woman on the street inside the arena when this is happening. It makes it look really, really cool. And again, this is something that if this is going to be a yearly thing, that more than likely, fingers crossed, in 2025 going into 2026, that I will be attending. So again, Christmas, I love Christmas. I am such a huge fan of Christmas. Give me the eggnog, give me Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, give me those terrible Hallmark movies, give me Jingle Bells. I'm a huge fan of Christmas, and the fact that these shows are starting 4 days after Christmas just adds more joy to me to the holiday season. So folks, this is what it's going to look like. Wrestle Kingdom Week schedule, December 29th, Stardom will be at Sumo Hall for their annual big show at the end of the year. More than likely, that will be Dream Queendom. And then we get January 2nd, Pro Wrestling Matsuri, a joint event with New Japan and Stardom. Then we go to January 3rd, Stardom New Year Dream 2025 at the Tokyo Garden Theater. I believe Rob told me this will be the first pro wrestling show held at the Tokyo Garden Theater. So that'll be cool. Be cool. Let's see how it's all set up. January 3rd, the very same day, Marigold, first Dream 2025 at Ode Ward City Gym. I wonder if that's the same time. I hope it's not, so this way I can kind of watch one show one time, one another. But regardless, I will find a way to put it into my schedule. And of course, we do have January 4th, Wrestle Kingdom 19 inside the Tokyo Dome. And then January 5th, we stay inside the world-famous Tokyo Dome, my dream venue to see pro wrestling. And folks, I'm hoping to get there in 2026. Wrestle Dynasty featuring New Japan, Stardom, AEW, CMLL, and Ring of Honor. And then we wrap it all up with a nice cherry on top with New Year's Dash going on January 6th. That'll be taking place for the New Japan promotion. Also, we did get at Summer Destiny. What a great show. For a lot of different reasons, we do have Marigold going to be running their own version of the G1 Climax / 5-Star Grand Prix. That is going to be called Dream Star Grand Prix 2024. So literally, as we're getting to the tail end of the 5-Star Grand Prix, Marigold's giving us a nice little round-robin tournament. Obviously, we don't know how the brackets are going to be announced. We don't know what they look like just as of just yet. As of this recording, we don't know who's going to be in it. We don't know how many blocks there's going to be. But we do have the schedule. Day number one, there will be two shows. There will be an afternoon show and an evening show. That'll take place August 31st, 2024. And that'll be in the Edeon Arena Osaka number 2 in Osaka, Japan. So two shows right back to back. So that weekend is going to be jammed with the 5-Star Grand Prix and the Marigold Dream Star Grand Prix. That's phenomenal. The more wrestling, the better. We will figure it out when to watch it and to get it up to all you fantastic, fantastic listeners of our podcast. We go to September 8th. That'll take place in Toyama, the Belfort Toyama Center. We go to the next week, September 14th. That'll be in Shinkiba First Ring in Tokyo. 2 days later, in the world-famous Korakuen Hall, September 16th. Again, Korakuen Hall in Tokyo. We move on to September 20th, inside the Sendai Pit, another phenomenal venue for wrestling. We go to the very next day, September 21st, in the Muraka City Gymnasium. That'll be in Iwate. And then we go to the 23rd of September, back to Korakuen Hall, for what is going to be the penultimate night of this tournament. And then the final night will take place in the Nagoya International Civic Center, the 28th of September. So all of August, we have tournament wrestling, 5-Star Grand Prix, all of September, tournament wrestling, Dream Star Grand Prix from Marigold. And again, folks, this is the reason why I say you don't have to pick and choose what professional wrestling company you have to watch. I know there's like a 10% part of our audience that when these rosters kind of split, not even really split, there's only a handful of wrestlers that went over to Marigold, that they pick and choose. They're like, no, I'm going to support Rossi and go at Marigold, or I'm not going to watch anything that Marigold does. I'm staying loyal to Stardom. And again, folks, that's your choice. You can do what you want. I would never tell anybody how to live their life or make certain options when it comes to pro wrestling. But you can watch both. You really can. Why not? The more the merrier. We're going to get two fantastic tournaments back to back. You don't have to pick and choose. You can say what matches you like better, what tournament that you like better. That's fine. But why not watch it all? That's obviously what myself and Mr. Rob Goodwin do. And then we do a podcast about it. And we greatly appreciate your support there. But yeah, why not watch it all? Because that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. Guess what? I'm going to watch SummerSlam. I'm going to watch All In. I'm going to watch as much as I can of this New Japan G1 Climax. I'm going to watch all these fantastic Stardom shows coming up, all these fantastic Marigold shows coming up. So no reason to pick and choose, folks. Again, the biggest problem we have as wrestling fans is it's only 24 hours in a day. That's why I'm a time fanatic, so I can squeeze as much of this as I can get in. Okay, folks, again, that's just a little bit of news, and I know myself and Rob, we cover that on the Summer Destiny review. I just kind of want to touch base there. And again, 5 matches, 1 show to review, and thanks to my main man, Darren Chatton, that was able to get me the numbers for this show that took place on the 7th of July, Summer Gold Shine, 245 people, and the match are as follows. Match number 1 saw Koki Amore defeat Komomo Maname with a spine buster into a jackknife pin for a 3 count. Just going to go again, 5 matches, folks. We're just going to kind of go through the highlights. I'll give my star ratings. So Koki hits a series of drop kicks to start the match out. Manami, I'm going to keep this simple. Manami hits a series of drop kicks to start the match out. Amore is able to come back with a really stiff running boot and a high Boston crab. Kimomo comes back. Manami comes back with a headlock takeover and rolls over into the armbar. Rob has put that over quite a bit the last two or three shows, how Kimomo Manami is able to use a lot of her technical wrestling to float over into the armbar. And it was really apparent here on the taller Coco Armor. I thought that was really good. Manami is able to get a few roll-ups for a two count. Eventually, she does lock Coco Armor inside the Nagata lock. However, we do see Coco Armor is able to come back with a series of strikes and hits a big spine buster and do a jackknife pin for a three count. Really, really good stuff there. And again, 3 3/4 stars. In my opinion, this was Kimomo Maname's best outing yet. She seems to get better each and every time. And a really good match to start this show off. I'm a big fan of that ECW-style pay-per-views where they would always start the match out, like one of their big advertised matches in a hot match to get the crowd invested into the show. Speaking of good matches and a wrestler that I'm blown away with each and every one of these shows, Myla Grace, such an improved wrestler over the last 2 months, taking on Natsumi Shozaki. Obviously, Natsumi Shozaki, we're building her up for her obvious Super Flyweight Championship, our Flyweight Championship, coming up in a week's time that obviously, spoilers, that she winds up winning. We get great technical wrestling between the two to start. Myla Grace with some creative offense. Myla does a schoolboy or schoolgirl, and she's able to float that over into the Border City Stretch. Shouts out to one of my favorite wrestlers to watch and to be on shows with, one Alex Shelley. Alex Shelley's just, I can't even tell you how many shows in Ring of Honor and IW Mid-South and random indies I've been on him with, and he's just so great, like such a one of the best technical wrestlers of this generation. Him and Chris Damon at the Motor City Machine Guns, a chef kiss to those two. Those two are great. Supposedly they signed with WWE, and good on them, you know, get that big, big WWE money, get on a big stage. And just so giving with his time, where he would tell stories, and I know I'm getting off a track, he'd tell stories about working Minoru Suzuki and being on shows or being in tag matches with Jushin Liger. And you could ask him each and any question for advice. He was always just so giving with his time to everybody in the locker room. Like one of the best guys I've ever shared a locker room with. Great guy. But anywho, really cool here that we get to see the Border City Stretch from Myla Grace, and I've noticed that she's been using that in her matches, which I'm all for. Natsumi is able to lock in an octopus stretch while Myla Grace is in the ropes. Natsumi that locks in a Fujiwara armbar. Eventually, Myla Grace gets out. Natsumi Shozaki hits a big head kick and to a fisherman suplex for a two count. Myla Grace is able to fire back, but eventually Natsumi is able to put Myla Grace down with a series of strikes and goes to the top rope for the big rope, the big top rope diving knee bomb for a three count. 3 3/4 stars. Really, two great matches to start out this show. And then we go to match number three, the super rookie, Victoria Yuzuki, taking on the other finalists in the super flyweight or the flyweight tournament, and Misa Matsui. We get a big lockup to start, folks. You know I love me some big lockups. Some high-paced, fast-paced, high-speed action between both these wrestlers, which leads me to tell me if Victoria Yuzuki wants a shot at that flyweight championship, or she wants to go in that division. I got no problem with this, with that, because she was able to keep up with Mitsu Matsui, the speed star, in every aspect of that style of wrestling. We get some really great selling from Victoria Yuzuki as Mitsu Matsui locks in the stretch muffler. I thought that was great. Yuzuki is able to come back with a series of judo throws and transitions that into a Northern Light suplex that scores her a two count. Misa is able to come back with a series of strikes and a missile dropkick that scores Misa a two count. And then we do get to see Misa hitting the, I believe it's called the Maui Maui Plex for a two count. I know Sonny, friend of the show, and I know Sonny, you're listening. Hello. He calls it every time on these shows, and I keep forgetting. I think that's the name. It's like a cross leg Northern Light suplex. It's beautifully done. I think that's what it's called. Promise you, brother, I will get it right in the next week or two. Victoria Yuzuki is able to come back with her big finisher, the rolling arrow for a two count. We get several near falls back and forth. However, Misa is able to catch Yuzuki in the European clutch for a three count. Folks, three great matches in a row. 3-star ratings from your Uncle MT at 3 3/4 stars. Really good way to start these shows with three matches that almost hit the 4-star rating.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? Maybe you've set aside some time away from social media every day. Maybe you find the time to put on your favourite Mayu Iwatani match. Maybe you never skip leg day. or Therapy Day. When your schedule is packed like Ryo Goku with kids' activities, big work projects and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. Even when we know what makes us happy, it's hard to make time for it. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's so important to make time for yourself, even when life can get so hectic. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to become the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's a service that is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip Therapy Day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/stardom today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/stardom. And now back to today's episode.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
We go to match number 4, the co-main event of this show, as Utami Hayashista teaming with Mirai to take on Miko Anno and Bozilla. So again, folks, this is the last show that we are seeing before we get to Summer Destiny, which again, I know already happened. We already reviewed it. I'm a completist, folks. But I liked how Utami's in the big main event, or what was the co-main event, the dream match with Io Shirai, Io Sky, whatever you want to call her. And then you have the three wrestlers that are all vying for the Pure White Championship: Mirai, Miko Anno, and Bozilla. So I thought that was really, really smart booking here. And easy booking. Again, folks, wrestling, sometimes we look at it, we overcomplicate it. Utami tries to break Bozilla down with headlocks and forearms, but obviously Bozilla is not having it. Mirai throws some thunder lariats to Miko Anno. Miko hits a big kick to Mirai. Miko then is able to get, when we basically get, once this match breaks down, it basically becomes another singles match with Mirai and Miko Anno. Again, that's what we're building to. That's what we built for on the 3 60-minute time limit draws. Not 60 minutes a piece, 20 minutes each, 20 times 3 is 60 minutes. Basically, that's what we built to, and then we're getting in here again, which I thought was great. Miko hits a huge dropkick to Utami. Utami is able to come back with a big Samoan drop and 2 German suplexes. Utami versus Miko Anno. Obviously, that's a match I want to see. Utami is able to hit a German suplex onto Bozilla for a 2 count, which I thought was really, really cool. Mirai is able to come in, starts breaking down Bozilla with some strikes and some lariats. She locks Bozilla in a neck crank. Bozilla hits a big slam to Mirai. Miko is able to come back in. She hits a fall away bridging slam. Think of the Scott Hall fall away slam, but bridges with it. I thought that was really cool. Something new in her arsenal. She hits that fall away bridging slam for a 2 count. We get a lariat and a forearm fest with Miko Anno and Mirai. Mirai and Utami start, they eventually get up on Miko Anno. They have really good chemistry here. Again, they were in stardom for a couple years. Mirai and Utami hit a lariat sandwich onto Miko Anno. Miko Anno is able to fight back when Bozilla comes in and basically kind of negates Utami Hayashista's offense here. So Utami and Bozilla kind of isolated on the outside. We're getting the countdown as we hear so much in these Mirai's versus Miko Anno matches. We have Mirai and Miko Anno really going back and forth. Eventually, Miko Anno hits the Styles Clash on Mirai. However, it's about 5 seconds too late as the bell rings. This was a great match. It was really cool to see Utami really take it to Bozilla. We haven't seen any cracks in Bozilla's game, and Utami really took it to her. Like, her and Mirai were trying to break her down with the lariats, with the forearms, with the even in the beginning with the headlocks from Utami trying something different. And then she decides, I throw a really good German suplex, one of the best German suplexes in wrestling. Tommy is very, very strong pro wrestler, very great at the core strength, and then hits Bozilla with a German suplex. I thought that was great, a really cool visual, and that's something we now know, that Bozilla can take one of those big, you know, all-Japan pro wrestling, Noah King Rhodes, Royal Rhodes-style suplexes, especially when you have somebody as phenomenal as Utami Hayashista. But eventually what this was is just another way to build towards, ultimately, would be another great match between Mirai and Miko Anno. And again, Rob and I cover this on the Summer Destiny review. That's your first generational rivalry. You know, that's your first big, big rivalry where you can always go back to it in tag matches, six-person tag matches, singles matches, maybe on their big tournament coming up in September. Maybe they put these two in the same bracket, and maybe Mirai can finally get a win over one Miko Anno. So, yeah, great stuff. My favorite match of this show. 4 stars for me. Folks, we go to the main event, where we see the team of Nanae Takahashi, Nao Ishikawa, and Mai Sakurai, who obviously will team up to take on LLPWX, again, the show that happened just a few days ago, to take on the team of Nozika Nozaki, Zeta Steel, and Chiaka. Again, you're basically kind of putting the heels, and we weren't sure where Zeta Steel was going, but considering the fact that she pretty much beat up Mai LaGrace at the end of her match at Summer Destiny, we know kind of your three big heels are Chiaki, Nozaki, and Zeta Steel. I'm a big fan of Nanae and Nao as a tag team. They were great here. They were great the shows prior. We're building up a tag division. I think that'd be great for Nao Ishikawa to be learning from a legend that can still go. And Nanae Takahashi and Mai Sakurai here, she was terrific. Again, we talked about how Mirai, when she left Stardom to come to Marigold, like, oh, she's somebody that can main event just about any show. Mai Sakurai, who was somebody that was middle card at best, I know that sounds like a knock, but hold on, was middle card at best in Stardom. Feels like somebody that can main event any of these shows, and she's main eventing here. We've seen her main event a handful of these, you know, quote-unquote Wrestle Universe shows, and it works. I mean, she's in phenomenal shape. She understands her gimmick. Her timing and ring positioning, it wasn't bad when it was in Stardom, but it's better here now. She understands what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and how to get the crowd to react to get the best reaction out of it. Like, her crowd psychology is on a completely different level here. I really think she was that time off in between she left Stardom and Marigold starting to start. My guess is she studied a whole bunch of Kairi Hojo tapes, because Kairi Hojo in Stardom, as far as crowd psychology, knowing what to do, when to do it, how to do it, you know, and how far to take certain things, is like one of the best I've ever seen in wrestling. Like, Kairi, and still great today, but I'm just saying, like, Kairi Hojo, especially that Wonder Run, crowd psychology, phenomenal. And for anybody looking to be a wrestler or that is in wrestling that's looking to get their most out of their moves, watch as much Kairi Hojo in Stardom as you can, because she really understands who her character is and how to get the most out of a crowd. Mai Sakurai is like on that level, which is a huge compliment that I can give her. Eventually, though, we do get Chiaki cuts the ring off on Ishikawa. Ishikawa really seems like to be the seller. Basically, she seems to be I'm old school, the Ricky Morton of this tag team, where they basically, she's cutting the ring off. She's getting sympathy from the crowd. It's a really great spot for her, because eventually she does fire up, and now Ishikawa has really great fire, and all this, her taking the heat, it's going to work on her selling. Not that her selling's bad. Her selling is really, really good. I'm really impressed with it. But it's only going to get better. This is the psychology that we have. And then eventually the hot tag goes to Nanae Takahashi, who's an absolute killer. Makes sense, right? And then obviously Nanae, she can work the apron with the passion. Passion. I know sometimes Rob and I kind of joke a little bit about how loud she can be in a match. But when you have your opponent taking heat and you're a clear babyface tag team, that is a really good thing, because you can really work that apron to get the crowd invested. When then they make the hot tag, there it is, the hot tag, it just means more. You're going to get more out of the crowd. So really good stuff there. Again, hot tag to Nanae Takahashi. Eventually, they all beat up on Chiaka. We get triple chops from Nanae now and Mai Sakurai on the Chiaka. Nanae puts her in the figure four leg lock. We get Mai Sakurai and Ozaki with some really great exchanges. And we've seen this in a handful of shows with these forearms and these boots back and forth. I really, really like their stuff. I would like to see them have a longer program. I don't know. I think it looked like they were going to do an Ozaki and Julia. We don't know how much longer Julia is going to be over Marigold before she goes over to WWE and NXT. But I would love to see Mai Sakurai and Nozaki in a program because all their exchanges on all these shows I'm really, really invested in. Nozaki eventually hits a superplex onto Mai Sakurai. Nanane comes in and she hits a superplex onto Nozaki. Eventually the ref gets pulled. Chairs get involved. This gets wild. This goes all out of control. Excuse me. Nanae Takahashi hits a superplex on the Zeta Steel. Can't even read my own handwriting. Eventually, this gets all sorts of wild. We get chairs involved, which makes sense because, again, Zeta, Chiaki, and Nozaki, they are the big heel tag team. Eventually, though, we do get Zeta Steel on the back foot. Mai Sakurai, I know he's not on the show, folks. She hits the top rope elbow drop. The Rob Goodwin elbow drop. On to Zeta Steel for a 3 count. Really good match. I like the psychology here. I like how we're building Mai Sakurai up to be a baby face, but kind of in a different way. Again, her crowd psychology is completely different from and better completely from what it was 5-6 months ago. I love the improvement that is Mai Sakurai. 3 3/4 stars. Really good match to end this show and sent us ready to rock and roll to Summer Destiny. And again, folks, I know that that show happened already a handful of days ago and the review is up. But, yeah, I just wanted to review this show. I know when me and Rob were talking off air, and again, if you joined us for the live stream or if you listened to it afterwards or, you know, you listened to it on YouTube or on the podcast feed, I did make mention because we were supposed, that was the general idea, is we were going to cover the show from the 7th real quick before we went to Summer Destiny. Obviously, we had so much to talk about, we just didn't get to it, so that's why I figured, let me review this show. Let me, you know, be a completist. You know, I have all my notes down here. I just think I owe it to the fantastic wrestlers of Marigold, considering the fact they're in this ring and they're putting their bodies on the line for our entertainment. So I owe it not only to these great wrestlers, the production crew, and everybody that works for Marigold, but obviously you, the fans, to do a review of this show. Because even though it was only 5 matches, I thought it was a great show. The opening 3 matches were terrific. Really great way to start the show. The tag match that went to the time limit draw with Miku Anu, Bozilla, Utami, and Mirai. That was great. And this 6-person tag to end the show was really, really well, really done well. And again, I'm a big fan of Nao Ishikawa and Nanae Takahashi for several reasons that I just explained. So, yeah, folks, again, I'm looking at the time here. This is only about a half an hour. That's what I kind of figured it would be. I just wanted to cover this show, go over some of the news with you. So that's going to wrap it up for this episode, folks. Questions, comments, anything that you need from me, Matt Turner OF on the Instagram and or the Twitter is the best way to get a hold of me. If you want to shoot me an email, that's perfectly fine as well. TheStardomCast22@gmail.com is the best way to get a hold of me via the email system. Folks, that's going to wrap it up for this episode. Again, Rob is on vacation. So obviously this episode, I'm sure you figured out 25 minutes ago, is a solo episode from one Matt Turner, and the Stardom Cast will be a solo episode from me as well. Where I'll be covering the 2 shows that happened over the weekend that were live streamed. The VOD show that happened on the Sunday, the 13th. I don't know when that's going to be up, but I won't cover that till next week. I'll be covering, of course, the Sendai Girls, not the entire show, but the Sendai Girls and Wonder of Stardom double title match between Miko Wada and Soyanu. I'll also be covering Momo Watanabe versus Dash. And then, more than likely, if I can find the time to watch it, which I think I will, I'll be covering all the matches from Catch the Wave that are up on Stardom World. So this way, you get all of that. I don't know if there'll be any Io watch, just because I think Io and Kairi are selling the effects of the beating they had from Sonya Deville, Shayna Baszler, and Zoe Stark. So from what I understand, because they flew over for the Marigold show, is they're going to be staying in Japan for another week or two until the Stardom shows, the WWE shows in Japan. So we'll find out. Again, I'm recording this on a Sunday, so I will find out tomorrow if there's going to be an EO Kai rewatch. If not, I might just rewatch EO versus Utami and do it there. So nice, I'll watch it twice, and then maybe, you know, I won't write down notes. I'll just be sitting there as the huge fan of not only these wrestlers, but pro wrestling I am, and I might do another EO versus Utami review for all you fine folks over at the Stardom Cast. But again, folks, that's going to wrap it up for this episode. We greatly appreciate your support. Can't do it without you. If you have not done so, please go over to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review and a comment. It really, really helps the algorithm out to get these podcasts out to the masses. And it'll only take you about 20 or 30 seconds. And it really, just that little bit of help will really, really help us out to keep pushing this podcast and get this podcast out and Joshi Pro Wrestling out to the ears and eyes to the people that have never seen it, because they'll be blown away by what's going on, not only in the Stardom ring, but of course the Marigold ring as well. So folks, that's going to wrap it up for this episode. I appreciate your time. Like I always say, folks, just not my podcast. It's our podcast, because we're all together, and everyone's different, everyone's special.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.